Good morning. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip on a Thursday morning, and our road trip has brought us to Bridgeman High School this morning as we talk Bees as athletics. As always, the road trip is brought to you by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, where estimates are always free. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139 in Benton Harbor. Lower prices under your car. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. By Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, providing Southwest Michigan with the finest furniture and home decor since 1952. By Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. Set up an appointment today to get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe. Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe. And by New Buffalo Area Schools, creating a culture of learning and respect. Again, our road trip has us at Bridgeman High School. We're going to start things off talking Bees swimming with Coach Emily Nanfeld. And I figured, we start high?
Sure.
And we start right off the bat with the program here at Bridgeman. So that's swimming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You're not going to argue with me at all. How are you? Good to see you.
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Very, very well. So you've taken over the program. First year as the head coach, correct?
Yes. This is my first year as a head coach.
How's that going for you?
Well, it has its challenges, but it's a lot of fun. The girls are fantastic. I love hanging out with them every day. They're very positive. They work hard. They're really making my job very easy.
Now, had you coached, in a school setting before?
I did. About 10 years ago, I coached boys diving.
Oh, okay.
For two seasons.
Here. All right.
Yeah.
What's more difficult to coach? Is it diving or is it swimming?
Well, I don't know. I think they have their challenges both. With diving, there's so much technique and safety involved.
Oh, yeah.
So that always weighed on me. But I think swimming, it's actually a little bit harder for me.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You brought a couple of your top swimmers with you. Who's here this morning?
I have Mackenzie Knowlton and Emily Jotzett.
Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Yeah.
If you want, you can go ahead and take the microphone off and just hand it back and forth if you don't want to lean in and use it. And if that thing falls, that's fine too. All right. So for Mackenzie first, what events do you swim
in? I swim the 100 fly, and then I kind of just jump around in whatever other events they need me. But I like the 200 free, and then I usually swim the 200 medley relay and the 400 free relay.
Okay. And Emily, for you, what events?
I usually swim backstroke, and I'm a sprinter, and I usually swim in the medley relay, but I kind of jump around like Mackenzie and put in whatever I need to swim.
So, interesting question then. If you're willing to jump around and swim wherever you need it, is there one event that you don't want to jump into? That you don't want to go up to coach and say, oh, I'll do this for you? Is there one you don't want to volunteer for? Mackenzie?
I don't like the 100 breaststroke.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Really? Okay. Is it because of the breaststroke aspect of it? Okay.
Yeah, I look like a drowning fish.
Hey, at least if you make it from one wall to another, right?
Right, absolutely.
Emily, for you, is there one event that you hope that coach doesn't ask you to jump into?
Well, last week I was in the 500, and I'm a sprinter, and that's like the distance event, and I was really dreading it. But after I swam, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I hadn't swam it since I was 9. And I mean, I got a best time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Ooh, you got to watch out for that because now you're going to probably ask her to do it again, aren't you?
Well, I like to mix it up a little bit, but she did a really good job. I was impressed.
You're thinking, oh no, she's going to ask me to do it again. If you're used to sprints, how do you feel coming out of the pool after a race that's that long?
Well, I mean, every race, once you're done, you just feel completely drained. And distance is like a different type of tired than sprinting. It's just like it takes longer to recover from that.
Mm-hmm. Mackenzie, have you ever done a 500?
I have. I just kind of want to sit after doing it. Like, I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm. So. There used to be an event, you being at the YMCA. This was years ago, an event called the Corporate Fitness Challenge. And different businesses put like almost teams together, and it was almost like a mini Olympic style competition. And one of them was a swimming medley. And I think the first person had to swim 2 lengths, the next one 4, the next one 6, and then back down to 4 and 2. Nobody would do the 6. So I thought, all right, I'll try it. And it took every ounce of my being to do that. And when I got out of the pool, I have never felt that much pain before in my life. I mean, I cramped up so bad, and I had nobody to go to say, don't ever ask me to do it again, because I was the one who decided I would do it. Oh, that was grueling.
You know, people don't, I think they underestimate what swimming is.
I think they do.
Yeah, because you do one length of the pool. If you're not a swimmer, you do one length of the pool, you're gasping for air at the other end. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great cardio workout. Full body. It's actually one of the best workouts for you.
When it comes to cardio, you guys, what do you do? I mean, because you have to be in exceptional shape to be a swimmer. What are some of the things you do outside of the pool to get ready for the season?
I mean, we do, like, GlideFit, which Emily was describing to you earlier about, like, abs and, like, a whole bunch of squats and jump squats that are done on a floating...
Like a stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah,
okay.
So we do that in the water, and then we also do some ab stuff, like... on our own. And I know girls do lift after school and like before or after swim practice on their own. So
Emily, do you have a favorite workout the coach puts you through?
I like doing sprints with parachutes, because once you take the parachutes off, you feel like really fast.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it hurts really bad when you're swimming with the parachute, but it all pays off like when you like do the one sprint without it.
So the workout on the paddleboard.
Yes.
Do you give them something to hang on to?
No.
Really?
They are attached to the lane line, so they stay. They don't float around. But, it's a platform that is attached to the lane lines. And so it does a lot of core. The stability muscles are huge, getting that. So it gets them really ready for any sort of physical activity.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are some of the other top swimmers on this year's team for you?
Well, we have Alexa Voda and Lauren Kilgore, Sammy Weaver, Sophia Korfmacher. I could go on and on. Alicia Delgado. Who else is going? Melanie Kibler.
Okay.
So all of those girls are going to the MISCA meet this weekend, which is a huge meet. All schools are welcome to go as long as you qualify for it. So it's kind of like a state meet for everybody. They have different qualifying times than the division times.
So is there a difference? The MISCA meet is not the state finals meet, or is it?
Correct. It's not the same thing. So we have it's for all divisions. So anybody who's, so if you're a Division III swimmer, you can get the challenge of the Division I swimmers if you have the times that qualify for it.
All right. Toughest, as a coach, toughest event to fill? I mean, if you're going up and down the roster and saying, I can't find anybody to do this, what's the toughest event?
There's two, the 200 IM and the 500 free. That's because they're grueling. So I always feel bad if I have to put somebody in it. Or maybe even the 100 fly. That's another. The 100 fly is one of those ones where you have to be a good flyer, and it's so tiring. It's about as tiring to do the 100 fly as it is to do the 200 IM.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mackenzie and Emily, favorite, if you had a favorite event in the swimming pool, what would it be?
Mine's definitely the 100 fly, just because I've done it my whole life.
Okay. How long have you been swimming? Do you remember when you got started?
I think I started when I was around 8, but I don't think I started competing until, I was 10.
Okay. All right. Emily, your favorite?
My favorite event is definitely the 100 back.
Okay.
Just because I've been doing it for the longest, and it's the one I like to work on the most.
Now, how long have you been swimming? Do you remember when you started?
I've been competitively swimming for CB since I was 5.
All right. When the Olympics come around, do you guys watch the swimming events in the Olympics?
I do. She doesn't.
No? I've wondered, with swimming or tennis or golf or soccer, if you ask a basketball player, I watch the NBA all the time. You ask a football player, I watch the NFL all the time. But swimmers and golfers I wonder if they watch that much. So when the Olympics are on, you're watching.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite swimmer?
I really like Katie Ledecky.
Okay.
Just because she's a great person. And I usually watch the Olympics just to watch their technique and just see how they swim. And it's really awesome to see these huge 6-foot people just dominate the pool.
Yeah. Have you ever done any diving events?
No, I swimming and diving is very different. And
it is.
I'm not a diver.
And I can tell on coaches the expression on her face that no, she's not a diver. Huh?
Well, it's not that, but the swimming and diving very rarely crosses over. Okay. If it happens, it's a diver who crosses over to swimming.
Okay, all right, yeah. Mackenzie, have you ever done diving at all?
I haven't.
Okay, ever want to try it?
No. I think I would hit the board.
What about other activities here at Bridgeman outside of swimming? Clubs, activities, other sports, anything else you're occupied with here at Bridgeman?
I do the softball team at Bridgeman. So, and then I'm also on a club swim team off season.
Oh, all right. All right. And Emily, for you?
I'm on a club swim team, and I'm usually just swimming year round.
Okay. During the season, you're probably trying to eat as healthy as possible to stay in shape.
Yeah.
When the season is done, and you can go ahead and grab, like, your favorite go-to junk comfort food. Mackenzie, what's it going to be?
Oh.
Or do you know yours, Emily?
I don't really know. I mean, swimming ends for me before Thanksgiving, so usually Thanksgiving's, like, really fun for me because I get to, like, just stuff myself.
Yes.
But then after that, I'm kind of, like, just back to my old eating habits.
Okay.
Just kind of go with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a small break, like, during Thanksgiving, and that's our time where we usually just, like, let go of, like, all of our rules that we usually listen to. But usually our habits stay year-round for health.
Nice. What's next on the schedule for Bridgeman Swimming?
Well, we have the MISCA meet this weekend.
Okay. And yeah, that's being held where?
That is held at Eastern Michigan University. Actually, we have a swim meet tonight, too. I forgot. South Haven.
Oh, okay.
Here it's at a home, very or? Busy 2 weeks. We have two meets next week, too. So.
Do you really?
Yeah, okay. We're going to be grinding it out.
Yeah. South Haven here or in South Haven?
It is in South Haven.
Okay. All right. Well, good to see you guys. Thanks for getting up early.
Thank
you. Congratulations on the season. By the way, PRs, have you hit a particular time you guys wanted to hit this season?
I haven't, but I'm hoping to this weekend. I need to get a 59.98 to make it to state my 100 fly, and I'm at a minute 0.56 right now, so I'm hoping I'll get that state cut.
Okay, so is it going to happen?
It will happen.
Okay, we want to make sure we put the students on the spot, on the air. She says it's going to happen. It's out there. Everyone's heard it.
It's going to happen.
The pressure's on now.
She's got it. She's
got
ready.
It. All right. Emily, have you hit your personal best that you wanted to?
One of the things I really wanted to do this season was qualify for MISCA in my backstroke, and I did that at one of the first meets, and last year I was 0.4 away from qualifying, so I'm really happy that I did it this year.
Awesome. Well, good luck tonight. Good luck this weekend. And good luck the rest of the season. Good to see you guys.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. We'll take a break. More coming up from Bridgeman High School. The road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson. Early enrollment numbers for Benton Harbor area schools down slightly this year. District CEO Robert Herrera told us this week the counts are showing a loss of about 70 students from last year, which he doesn't think is nearly as bad as it could have been. Herrera says Benton Harbor area schools has been trying to reestablish credibility with the parents after a rough time last year.
In the spring, it appeared that two programs were going to be closed, and the appearance was that the state was actually taking over the district. They didn't know who the new superintendent, CEO was, so there was a lot of ambiguity all the way through July, quite frankly. So the fact that we've had this many students return to the district, I think, is a good sign.
He tells us roughly 70 student drop means a loss of about $500,000 in state funding. A new two-minute video highlighting the damage done in Illinois by Asian carp being promoted by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. The video was posted by the group Block Asian Carp with a link to a petition urging immediate action by the state of Illinois to fully sign on to Governor Snyder's pledge to have Michigan pay the share for states unable or unwilling to spend the money needed to implement the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' plan to block the invasive fish at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Joliet, Illinois.
It would just be devastating. I mean, probably billions of dollars in lost revenue if they would do to Lake Michigan what they've done to the Illinois River.
That's Bath, Illinois Village President Floyd Fouch in the video, which has video footage of carp leaping out of the water. Experts warn if the Asian carp get into Lake Michigan, they'll quickly wipe out the commercial and recreational fishing industries in all the Great Lakes. And Congressman Fred Upton hoping bipartisanship will rule Washington once the elections are over next month. He tells us an effort to get new rules in the House to prevent bills from being held up for partisan reasons may work.
The bipartisan group that I'm a part of, called Problem Solvers, will have a pretty big baseball bat in terms of legislation to pursue, amendments, bills.
As for his priorities, if he wins re-election next month, he says one immediate priority would be to push for the Yucca Mountain funding again. Yucca Mountain is in Nevada and was chosen by Congress to be the nation's spent nuclear fuel repository, but it's never been finished. In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson.
You've heard of Plainchers Furniture on Territorial Road in Benton Harbor, right across from the airport? Sure you have. Well, I'm going to save you some time. Don't shop for your furniture there. Look, you should keep going to the fancy place on the fancy street in the fancy building. Yeah, sure. At Plainchers, you'll see all exactly the same brand names for way, way less. So don't go to Plainchers Furniture on Territorial Road right across from the airport. You'll save too much money. And who needs that?
AM Sports Road Trip has us at Bridgman High School this morning. The road trip, as always, brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools, Audubon Imports, Plainchers Furniture, Waterbury Public Schools, and Pro Muffler and Brake Shop. We turn our attention to bees cross country. Spencer Carr is the coach here at Bridgman. Good to see you. How you been?
I've been good. And you?
Doing all right.
Yeah.
Now, Spencer's dad was my cross country coach, and he's doing well.
Yes.
And I understand he's coming here to help coach in the spring.
That's the plan right now.
The plans change, though, right?
Yeah.
So how's the season going for you guys? We'll split up boys and girls. How are things going for Bridgman?
We're going really well right now. On Tuesday, we had our last conference meet of the year, and the girls came through and won their fourth straight conference championship. So
congratulations.
That was one of our goals for the year. And then the boys were runners-up, conference runners-up this year, which at the beginning of the year, we weren't sure what we were going to have. So being conference runners-up to Berrien Springs, who has a very good team this year, made me very happy.
And there's been nice tradition cross-country-wise here at Bridgman, hasn't there?
Yeah. Coach Wismer had the team going for 15, 20 years, I think. And I was lucky enough to step in a year or two after he retired, and he left me with some good runners.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can keep it going.
Who are some of the runners you brought with you here this morning?
We have Caitlin Essig down at the end, Savannah Tate, and Connor Blessy down there, our three seniors, three of our captains.
Okay. So let's talk to you guys. First of all, Connor, for you, best performance so far for you this year. What's it been?
My best performance was actually the first race of the year.
Was it?
Home meet at Bridgman, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been running cross country? Do you remember when you started?
Since seventh grade.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What got you started in wanting to run cross country as opposed to just either doing nothing or doing something else?
Well, I played football the year before, and I wasn't really into that. And my friend Spencer Nall joined cross country, so I joined too.
All right. Savannah, for you, best performance so far this year?
Mine was actually on Tuesday at our last conference meet.
Oh, really? All right. How'd you do?
Good.
Time-wise?
22:18.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. How long have you been running cross-country?
Only since freshman year.
Oh, okay. What got you into it?
Well, my dad was always a big runner, and he encouraged me to run.
All right. Yeah. You've been enjoying it, obviously, since you've been doing it for 4 years. And Caitlin, for you, what's been your best performance so far this year?
My best performance was at the county meet.
Okay. And was there a certain time coming into the season that you wanted a hit?
I still haven't really hit it yet. I want to be like in the lower 21s to beat my LPR.
Okay. How long have you been running cross country?
Just since freshman year.
All right. What got you into it?
My sister actually ran, so I just kind of decided to do it for something.
All right. As a cross country coach, I don't know if I've ever, maybe I've asked coaches every once in a while, when you're walking the halls trying to convince students to come out and run cross country, What's your approach? How do you sell the sport? Like, we want you to come and join us and run anywhere from 2 to 10 miles a day during practice. We want you to run your fastest 3 mile that you can. How do you sell that and get kids out for cross country?
Well, luckily with this group, we've had some good seniors who they did most of the legwork for us over the last few years, and they go out and they talk to their friends, and they find kids who aren't doing stuff, and they talk to them, and that's really the best way to go. I mean, adult comes up to you and asks you, you run, you know, kids are like, sure, I'll do it, and then they don't show up. But if kids who do it and see them every day come out and say, hey, you should come out and do this, they're more likely to come out. So.
All right, so for you three, Connor, for you, what's your best pitch? If you're going to talk to somebody else here at Bridgman and convince them to come out for cross country, what's your best selling point to get them to come out for cross country?
Well, a lot of people play other sports too, and it's great conditioning. Like if someone plays basketball in the winter or something, it's good training for that.
That is true. It does help you get in shape. Mm-hmm. All right, and Savannah, what's your best selling point to get somebody to convince another student to run cross country?
Okay, well, sometimes you don't focus on the running part, and we talk about how like we have like a big family here, and we're all close, and like the bonds that we have get people to want to join.
Okay. All right. Caitlin, what's your best selling point?
I just say how we have like a lot of fun, even though we are running a lot. Like we get super close, like Savannah said, and like it's just like a bond that most other teams I feel like don't have.
Now, I have to imagine coach doesn't just send you out and run several miles. Sometimes you have different workouts and different routines. Is there one that, you know, I hope he has us do this today because, getting ready for a cross-country meet can't be the most enjoyable thing, but what's your most enjoyable workout that coach puts you through? Is there one for any one of you three?
They're all very different workouts. Like, we have speed workouts and distance workouts. My favorite is, like, when we go long in the woods.
Oh, I kind of like that, too.
Yeah, we're very lucky to be able to get to the trails around the Bridgman area on Warren Dunes and Grand Mirror a lot, so stay off the road and everything.
Right. Savannah, do you have a favorite workout?
I like to run on the beach, on the sand, or on the dunes. I love running the dunes.
When you're running in the sand, if it's up to you, not coach's workout, but your workout, are you running along the water where it's packed down a little bit, or are you running up away from shore where it's the softer sand and a harder workout?
Probably along the water.
I kind of do the same thing. Sometimes I'll go out there and do it on my own, but I find myself, after doing a couple lengths of the beat, I get closer and closer to the water. I just gravitate that way. Connor, for you, favorite workout?
My favorite workouts are the long runs, too, like when we go to Grand Mirror and run in the woods there.
Most grueling workout. Is there one that you come into practice, I hope he doesn't have us do this today?
Not really. I like variety.
Okay. That's what cross country is all about, too, is variety. Savannah or Caitlin, is there one that's grueling for you guys?
Definitely track day.
Track day?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's more speed workout.
Yeah. I just don't like running on the track.
I was the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can run 2 miles around a track, but then 2 miles through the woods and, you know, the countryside, and I'd much rather do the cross country version as opposed to the track version. I get that. Caitlin?
I agree with Savannah. Definitely track day.
All right. Does coach bring you to the dunes and you're actually running up and down the dunes? You get in dunes workouts?
Yeah, that's my favorite. I love that.
Really?
Yes.
Does that surprise you that somebody actually has the dunes as their favorite workout?
No. Every Tuesday in the summer, that's where we head out to Warren Dunes, and we do as many as we can in 20 or 30 minutes. So.
Wow. Now, Caitlin and Connor, are you with her? Dunes? Are you just like, I love them?
Yeah.
Really?
I like running the dunes, too.
Nice.
They're okay.
They just got a passing grade from you.
Yeah.
Other than cross country, what are some of the other activities that you're involved with? Anything else? Sports, clubs, any activities here at Bridgman?
I play soccer in the spring, and I play basketball in the winter.
Okay. Do you have a favorite sport?
Soccer.
It is soccer. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm your buffer between you and coach, so all right, it's soccer. All right. Caitlin?
I do basketball and track.
All right. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I like track.
Track. What do you run in track?
I do like the 400 and high jump.
All right. So no mile or 2 mile for you?
No.
Have you tried to convince her to do that?
We have other girls to take care of that.
So. Connor, for you, any other activities you're involved with?
I swim and run track, too.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Cross country.
Now, what do you do in, do you have a specific or a couple specific events in swimming that you run?
More the distance events.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Track, what do you run?
Mid-distance, like 400 to mile.
Okay.
Actually.
Now, do you guys, when it comes to, I asked the swimmers this, when it comes to like the Olympics, do you watch much running when the Olympics are on, or like if they televise the Boston Marathon or anything like that? Do you follow anything like that, or not really?
I watch some like track and field on TV, but that's really it.
Okay, all right, Savannah.
Yeah, a little bit during the Olympics.
Okay, all right, Connor.
Yeah, I watch it occasionally too. I don't really follow specific runners, but yeah.
Okay. Now I asked Mackenzie and Emily this for swimming, and I'll ask you guys. After a cross-country practice, I don't know if your dad ever knew this. When we ran at Lake Michigan Catholic, after practice, we'd sneak over to Mini Mart and we'd get like candy bars and pop. And you know, you're thinking, okay, that doesn't balance. You're a cross-country runner and you're eating a bunch of crap and drinking a bunch of crap. For you guys, after practice, if you were to sneak something, it's like, oh my gosh, I just need this. What's it gonna be? That's not healthy.
Probably ice cream.
Ice cream is yours. Yeah. Yours is the go-to ice cream.
I'm with ice cream, too. I eat a lot.
Get a little sugar high, and then you're ready for a run, right?
Yes.
Connor?
I'll eat anything, but ice cream's good, too.
Ice cream is good, too.
Yes.
Who are some of the other top runners on the team this year?
We got a sophomore runner is our number one runner for the girls, Carson Stewart. She's getting down pretty close to the school record, so hopefully in the next couple weeks we see that. We have some fast courses coming up, so we can see if that'll happen there. Then we got Michaela Owen. She's also a sprinter in track, number two sprinter in the state in D4, so we're lucky to have her out in cross. It's a little bit different for her and everything.
Yeah.
So, and we got we have a lot of seniors this year with Mackenzie Warren and Sydney Wheeler. Diana Nelson came out this year from track. We just have a good group of girls. Alexa Ackerman came out and has really surprised us. And then we've got a few good freshmen who came out. Sophia and Steph and Grace and Jane Casper have all come out this year. And then the boys, we also have a sophomore leading the way for us, Connor's brother Luke. He's doing a really good job for us. And we had a new runner out this year, Chipper Steffies, really showed. Really come along for us, and AJ Hackett, another sophomore, is doing really well. Jake Casper came out from swimming to help us out, and he's done a nice job. So, and then some freshmen and Gunter and Jace, and then we also have Kai, who's really showed some improvement for us too. So I mean, we've got a good group of kids, really fun to work with, and hopefully I mentioned everyone's name because I don't want to leave anyone out.
That's right. That's very important. Big question for Connor is there the brotherly rivalry there between, you said, what, Luke is your brother's name?
Yep.
Is there the rivalry there between the two of you?
He's always beaten me, but yeah, we run together in practice.
You do. So now what do you beat him in then? If he takes you in cross country, what do you, like video games or any other sport that you can take him down in?
I mean, we're kind of even most things. So
really?
Just competitive.
Oh, man. All right. So what's next on the schedule for you guys?
Tonight we go to Rock and Run in Dowagiac, and it's a really fast course, so hopefully it's not too muddy. If it gets muddy, it kind of slows down. We went to Riverview on Tuesday, and it was really muddy, so it was like a minute slower than the county meet was. But if it's nice out, we can run some good times. And then in 2 weeks, we have regionals up in Allendale, and hopefully from there we move on to the state meet.
Let's hope so, yeah.
So,
I guess as we wrap up for you guys, is there a particular course that's really grueling? They go, oh my gosh, I hate running this course. Is there one for you guys? Caitlin, does anything stick out in your mind?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Portage, like lots of people are, but there's just something about it that I just do not enjoy.
And that's like the big Portage, the one that they use for the Portage Invitational?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a huge race, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've seen pictures. Like, oh, my God. There are football crowds that are smaller than that.
Yeah, I think there's 3,000 or 4,000 athletes that run throughout the day.
Wow. Savannah, for you, what course would it be?
I can't really think of one. I like running all of them.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Connor, for you?
Same for you.
Really? So there's not one that's too grueling for you? Very cool. All right. Well, congratulations on the season so far. Thanks for coming in, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Tell Dad I said hi.
All right.
And tell Dad, plus his dad also, he kept all the times that I had at Lake Michigan Catholic. I can't believe that. People have asked me my times. Like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you how fast I ran yesterday, let alone when I was in high school. So now I have it. I got to make sure I keep this.
Yeah, there's tubs of stuff from years and years, and I'm sure my mom says you need
to. She wants him to throw it away. And he goes, no, you never know when you're going to eat.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. Yeah. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll take a break. More coming up from Bridgman High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, this is Abby Vitale from New Buffalo High School. Here at NBHS, we offer many unique classes and every sort of extracurricular activity you can think of. We have many different sports programs to choose from, which includes football all the way to equestrian. There are countless perks from attending NBHS, which includes a $25,000 scholarship to all resident graduates, small class sizes, a MacBook to each student, and an overall friendly environment. NBHS, creating a culture of learning and respect.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. That's 20% off brake pads, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
It's a glorious day in the state of Michigan. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Talking about the Dwajek store. Talking about the Benton Harbor store. Great locations. Fantastic product. Nice facilities. And we have service for you. Let me talk about the service we have. We have full service for our customers. We take care of you before by making sure that the car is perfect by the time you get it. During, and that is, we give you the best financing. 10-minute credit approvals. And if we can't get you financed, you shouldn't be financed. What I mean by that is we put you in a good situation so that in a year or 2 years from now, even if you want to, you can trade out. And if you don't, keep driving. Heck, I got cars out there 15, 20 years ago that I sold that are still on the road because we sell the best, and we sell the best for less. 10-minute credit approval. Stop on down today. We'll have you driving away in a new car or a like new one. Your choice. Dominion Auto Group. We're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Bridgman High School this morning, and time for us to turn our attention to South County football. It would be the co-op between Bridgman and New Buffalo. Aaron Locke, the football coach here at Bridgman, is joining us. Good to see you. How you been?
Very good. How about you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. How was the summer?
Busy.
Was it?
Really busy, yeah. We have workouts and stuff, and we tried linking up once a week with the New Buffalo players for workouts at the beach. We did like a flag football tournament type thing at the beach just to kind of get them acclimated to each other this summer, so that went well.
And, you know, I had asked, your athletic director, Ken, and I really haven't had a chance to talk with him or you or Matt down in New Buffalo. Logistically, how have things been going for you? I mean, you and New Buffalo combining for the co-op football team, logistically, are things about the way you expected, or are you still going through some growing pains with trying to make it all work?
There's, you know, the main thing is transportation. That's been pretty good. Busing is a crucial element of that. I don't see how it would work without busing. So both administrations have been very great about that, getting us a bus. Everybody's getting down there, so there's been no problem there. We're actually laughing. It's funny, more kids, we had fewer problems with the kids at practice this year than we've ever had, and we're like busing people. So that's
you found the secret.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's right. It's gonna, can't miss the bus. So
that's right.
So that's been good. I mean, the little things here and there, but nothing major. So.
And you brought one of your players with you this morning?
I have. This is a four-year player, Jared Russell. He plays offensive line, defensive line. He played a little linebacker for us in the past. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jared, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, good to see you. So offensive line, defensive line, maybe a little linebacker. Is there a favorite position? As long as you've been playing football, is there one that you've loved to do?
I mean, they're all pretty great, but I mean, I gotta say, defense, either side, like, no matter where I'm at on defense, is pretty good
all
the time.
And you started playing football when? Do you remember?
Like, since Rocket football, I've always been playing, so elementary school all the way up.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a football player, how have things worked for you guys co-oping with New Buffalo? I know it's kind of a different beast than what you're used to, but how have things been working out, do you think?
It's pretty interesting doing a co-op with a different school because it's not the same team that you've had before. It's mm-hmm. definitely a different feel, but it's really nice meeting new kids, just kind of building a new team and having that competitive edge, like in practice, like working for spots, and it's definitely different, and it's a nice feel for senior
nice.
Year.
Yeah, senior year. Are you having fun?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and you know, for you being a senior, luckily you were able to have the co-op because coach from your aspect, you know, for Bridgman or for New Buffalo with the numbers where they were, there was the possibility if you didn't co-op that neither team may not have had football this year, right?
That's true. We would have probably started this season, but you know how things can go, and eligibilities or
injuries
yeah. and we have our share of those this year. I mean, you're looking at maybe canceling a game here or there, and that's never good. So
right.
Co-op definitely helped us with our numbers issues, and so, yeah, that was a positive.
Who have been some of the top players on the team this year so far?
We've asked a lot of our underclassmen. Of course, Jared's been a pretty great player for us. He's very consistent, knows his job and does his job. And sometimes unfortunately with offensive linemen, if you don't notice them, it's a good thing, right?
So right, exactly.
Right, but I tell you what, he's been excellent this year. He's, you know, knowing him since he was a freshman until now, he has grown by leaps and bounds. And he's just evidence that you stick with it and you work with it all 4 years, you dramatically improve. And he's been a leader this year and again, significantly contributed to our team. So, yeah, he's been solid. We've had, of course, our other linemen like Ben O'Donnell at center. He's really been good as far as, you know, he calls out the front and helps other linemen with the blocking. That's been good. And, you know, skill position-wise, Brennan Tanksley's come on as of late. Of course, he's sick this week with a pneumonia.
We've
had Coach Johnson and I, we're kind of laughing when we think about the number of kids that have been sick this year. We've had two or three with a pneumonia. We've had two with mono. And, of course, other kids that were sick here and there. So it's that's been almost comical, the amount of sick kids out with sickness and stuff. But yeah, he's come on, but he hasn't played in the last two games because of sickness. So, but yeah, he's kind of coming out for us. And then we have a freshman linebacker fullback. He had 95 yards last game against Brandywine, and you know they're big and fast. And as a freshman, he took a big load on his shoulders and ran the ball a lot, ran it hard, and you know, to put up 95 yards against a pretty good school, you know, and that's saying a lot. And of course, his line played a good game that game as well. And then, you know, thinking of a couple other freshmen that kind of help us out here and there. You know, we have Nate Nikas that helps us out here and there, special teams and defensively. And then Michael Bombin, he's a JV quarterback. And he comes up and does kick return for us and plays defense as well. So we've had some freshmen help us out as well on the varsity.
Coach Aaron Locke is joining us here at the Bridgman along with Jared Russell talking South County football from Bridgman. And Jared, for you on the offensive line, have you ever been in the huddle and told your running back or one of your backers, run it behind me? I got you on this. Have you ever told him that?
Yeah, I mean, there's times where you see a kid across from you and you're just like, I got this. Or, I mean, it's like, all right, like, we're going to kill it on this one. Like, we'll get a double on this big guy and we'll definitely get him out of the way. Me and those New Buffalo guys, we've come a long way since 2 days and working together to just, like, know when we can just kick it and destroy some big dudes on the field.
You ever go up to coach on the sideline and say, run the next play behind me?
Yeah, there's a lot of times we'll get in a huddle and be like, all right, I think this one's going to work really good right here. And they'll be like, all right, let's try it. I mean, anything at this point, let's Let's throw it out there.
So on the offensive line or the defensive line, in all honesty, you don't have to say what's being said, but is there trash talking along the other line of scrimmage?
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah, there's a.
I've always wanted to ask a lineman that.
Yeah, there's always some trash talk through. I mean, even behind you, you just hear it, like, hear somebody yell something over there, like look over, like,
all right. Yeah, all right. Have you ever wanted to go to coach and say, can you maybe let me run out on a fly pattern and throw it to me?
Oh, even in practice all the time. I mean, trying to touch the ball is like the
dream. We just say no. We just go back. We say, you're better than that. Go back to, yeah.
So it's not going to happen, huh?
No, it never happens, but I try to in practice. So.
What about goal line stand? Do you want to just say, let me just run it in?
I do. I do so bad. I just want to jump over the line and,
right.
You know, do my thing.
But, but probably, again, not going to happen, is it?
Probably not the best choice for me. To
oh, someone needs to do the hard work up front. Right. So yeah. If no one does that, nothing else matters. That's what we've learned, right?
Yeah. So. Excuse me, Jared, outside of football, any other sports or clubs or activities you're involved with here at Bridgeman?
Yeah, I play basketball and baseball right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Of the three, do you have a sport that you've seen as your primary sport or your favorite sport?
Definitely football, just because I've been playing it since the beginning. But basketball I picked up freshman year, and it's always been pretty fun. And baseball, I've always been playing since Little League. So, but definitely football for
football.
Sure.
Now, do you watch much football on Saturdays or Sundays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite college or pro?
Michigan for sure.
Michigan, okay.
Going to the game this weekend.
Are you really?
Nebraska, yeah.
Wisconsin. Right?
Wisconsin, yeah.
That's going to be good game. Under the lights?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, okay, so what's your prediction?
Definitely getting the dub.
It's going to be a Michigan win?
Definitely.
Yeah. And they got a grueling part of the schedule coming up.
Yeah, they've been doing, I mean, ever since Notre Dame, I mean, that was their first competition. I mean, they've been doing all right.
Yeah. If the opportunity presented itself, would you look at the possibility of playing college football? If
I had any chance to play again, even at a small school, I'd definitely take the chance. I don't really have any for sure plan right now after high school, but if I had the chance, I definitely would.
What's next in the schedule for you guys?
We have Osceola Christian tonight with the JVs, so that's good. And then we have... LMC tomorrow night at home.
Okay.
And then we finish with Decatur.
Okay.
So, yep.
So when you say at home, is it Bridgeman?
At Bridgeman.
Okay, it's here at Bridgeman.
It's here at Bridgeman, yep.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right. So good to see you, as always.
Yeah, nice to see you.
All right, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
And Jared, thanks a lot. Good luck the rest of the season,
problem.
And have fun Saturday night.
Thank you.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and turn our attention to Bridgeman soccer as we continue with the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, superintendent of Water Relief Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB. Napa Know
How! It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. That's 20% off brake pads, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How! At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Brendan Heenan, ASC Certified Master Mechanic and owner of Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph.
While we're always here for you to get your European automobile back on the road, we like seeing you for regular maintenance too, including oil changes and AC service to keep you cool. Regular maintenance can help prevent you from having emergency breakdowns, often causing more expensive repairs. We're your local logical alternative to the dealership for all scheduled maintenance of your vehicle. Set a maintenance appointment today.
Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph, next Ace Hardware on Niles Road.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Bridgman High School this morning, and we wrap things up as we talk Bridgman soccer with Coach Nick Foxworthy, along with some of the Bees. And good to see you. How you been?
I've been pretty good. Thanks.
Now, for you, coaching girls and boys soccer, once the girls' season is done during the summer, how much downtime do you have before you get into boys soccer mode? Is there a downtime for you?
I have zero downtime. My wife coaches seventh grade volleyball here and JV basketball here, so we kind of alternate taking care of the kids. So, yeah, there is no rest at the Foxworthy.
I guess not. Numbers wise, comfortable amount of numbers on the soccer team this year?
We have three subs this year for the most part, if everybody's healthy. So it's working out all right, yeah.
All right. And the information you've been sending us throughout the year as far as the box scores and that, you've got a couple of guys that have shined for you. Who have been some of the top performers for you this year?
Jaden Pribble scored a lot of goals for us. He could probably have twice as many, but we're fortunate that he creates so many opportunities for us. Up top, Alec Goff is our keeper and also here with us this morning, and he's kept us in many games and one of our top performers also.
Okay, and you mentioned Alec. Who are the other guys you brought with you here this morning?
I've got my other captains here, senior Tyler Steinbrook, big help on defense for us this year, his first year on defense, so he's really moved into that spot very well. I'm very proud of him for that. And then junior captain Ezra Clapsaddle, a strong midfielder for us also.
Hey, you guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too. Thank you.
Alec, for you in goal, has that been a position you've always played, or is that a position you've kind of grown into?
Thank you. I started playing goalie when I was 11 for my club team because I was the tallest one.
Okay.
So I didn't really like it until I was probably about 14, 15, but after playing for so long, it grew on me, and now it's like the best position in all sports to me.
How nerve-wracking is it to be in goal? I mean, is it a pretty nerve-wracking situation for an individual? I've never played in goal in soccer.
I mean, like, first game of the season or, like, first-round districts, you know, when there's a lot of pressure, yeah, like, you've been training for so long just for that. But, like, once you get going, you know, you start to calm down. And, I mean, you're always pressurized because, like, you're the only one on the team that has to be perfect. But after so long, you just get used to, like, the pressure, and you start to, like, rely on it to kind of feed your games.
And, Tyler, Coach mentioned that you've switched to the defensive side.
Yeah.
How big of an adjustment has that been for you?
It's been huge for me because I've always mostly played in the midfield and striker area. But moving back to defense was kind of a slowdown for me, but also I have to pick it up to actually to get more involved in the play other than just trying to strike on the goal and having to help assist Alec here to clear the goal to clear the ball away from the goal. And it's been different than what I've normally used to.
But yeah,
it's been fun.
That's good. And I commend you for doing it because I think most student athletes want to pad stats, and if you're mostly playing defense, there aren't, you know, stats that you see in the write-up that you can pad a whole lot. And so, I mean, I commend Tyler for making the switch for you.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to get, you know, defenders recognition or, you know, midfielders that are just hard workers and, you know, get the ball in the right spot. It's hard to find recognition time for them. But they're definitely keys and important to our success.
Ezra, what position do you play?
I play midfield this year, and it's really a big help to have Alec and Goff so he can talk to all of our team. But he, like, is the major communicator on our team. He can see everyone. He can see everything, so it really helps for him. And then Tyler on defense, he can clear the ball, like, most of the time. And, yeah, no, it's a really big help for him because he can get the ball upfield when we need it to go upfield. And
now, for each of you, Ezra, we'll start with you. How long have you been playing soccer?
I actually came to Bridgman in 8th grade, but I started playing, like, for the Bridgman soccer in 7th grade.
Okay.
So that was, like, my first, like, official year as soccer, because before that I played baseball.
All
so
right.
I've only been here a couple years doing this.
Tyler, for you, how long have you been playing soccer?
Well, I've been playing varsity soccer since my freshman year, and I've been playing soccer since I was 6 years old, but... yeah, varsity soccer for all 4 years.
Okay. Alec, how long have you been playing? As long as you can remember?
Yeah, I mean, the first year I could play soccer, I started, and then I started playing club when I was 11, so I want to say it was probably around 4. No.
Okay. Now, of the two, Tyler and Ezra, would Tyler be the one that you hear Alec talking the most? In goal?
Yeah.
All right. Is he a talker during the game?
He likes to be very verbal, but most of the verbal things that he's saying are very helpful towards the team.
Ever had to tell a defender, I can't see, get out of my way?
Yes. I've probably a couple times a game. Like, you know, sometimes it's just like, how do you, like, decide to put yourself right there? Like, out of all the places on the field, you plant your body right in front of my vision.
I wonder that, too. A soccer goalie or hockey, sometimes you've got somebody right in front of you. It's like, I can't see.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's mainly just, like, hopefully it's close.
Exactly. For you guys, we'll start with Ezra. You're playing soccer. If it wasn't for soccer and you had to play another fall sport here at Bridgman, what would it be? Because right now, the other fall sports for guys would be, what, football and cross country, right? Is there any other fall sport for guys?
Tennis is going on right now.
Oh, okay, tennis. So football, cross country, or tennis?
I feel like out of those three options, I would have to go with cross country because I am also like a track runner, so I'm used to the major running experiences and decently long distances. So I feel like if I had to pick out of those three, it'd be cross country.
I guess that makes sense because when you're in soccer, I mean, you have to be in good shape. I've played a couple exhibition games and two, and that's been it. And there's a lot of running.
Well, you're welcome to come to our alumni game next year and add a third one if you'd like. But
wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of running.
I give soccer players an awful lot of credit. Tyler, for you, what sport would it be?
Definitely cross country, just because of the running aspect. And I've been conditioning most of the summer just to get in shape for soccer. So I think cross country would be a fun thing to try.
And Alec?
Probably tennis because it's pretty similar, you know, short burst of energy for a long period of time. And, you know, it takes a lot of hand-eye coordination, which is a lot with goalkeeping.
Okay. Now, what position in soccer does the most running? Is there one that, I mean, is constantly on the move?
The theory is typically the midfielders are because they've got to run from 18 to 18, box to box, up and down the field, you know. Strikers are, you know, only supposed to run half the field. Defenders maybe have to run half the field. So, I mean, there's research out there, and I don't have it memorized, but, you know, midfielders run maybe 8 to 10 miles a game sometimes if they're playing a full match and actually working hard.
Yeah. So the reason I ask that is, Alec, you're used to being in goal. If coach were to come up to you and say, I'm going to try you at midfield today, what would your reaction be?
I'd be pretty pumped, man.
Would you?
Yeah, I love playing goalie, but I also love getting chances outside of the box. You know, I feel like I have good passing skills, such as, you know, finding the open man and stuff. And I feel like I'm one of the people out there that's like, oh, I want to pass before I score. So, you know, if coach were to ever be like, you know, again, like, get out of the box, you know, I'd be pretty stoked. You know, I'd be happy.
Yeah, I'm glad he said again because he's had a few chances this year. Yeah. I usually have like a 4 or 5 goal rule. You know, if we're up by 4 goals, then he can come out.
Oh, okay.
So he's had a few chances today. He's actually, even from goalkeeper, he probably has, I don't know, 3 or 4 assists this year. He's just got a massive punt that Jaden has some superior speed that he can get on top of sometimes. So
nice. Tyler and Ezra, if Coach were to go to you and say, I'm going to put you in goal, what would your reaction be?
I'd honestly be terrified. I mean, I've played keeper during practice sometimes whenever Alec needs to take like a penalty or something, if we're practicing that, and I can almost never save anything. it's horrible.
You have a greater appreciation of
yeah, the, yeah. I don't know how he does it.
Ezra, if he were to ask you to go to goal?
Well, I would feel like I'd have like some experience because throughout my 7th and 8th grade in middle school, I was a goalkeeper for the team that I played for. So I feel like I would have some recollection of what I'm doing. It's just that with the years that have gone past and me not playing keeper, that I wouldn't really have like the up-to-date knowledge of what to do.
I've asked soccer players this over the last year, I think. When the United States didn't qualify for the World Cup, what was your guys' reaction? It was like, you know, whatever, or were you like, oh my God, how do we not qualify for the World Cup?
I mean, I was definitely really disappointed because, you know, the World Cup's the biggest soccer stage in the entire world. So, you know, having the greatest country in the world, you know, be at the tournament mm-hmm. would have been really nice. But, you know, we don't really have it figured out. And I think as soon as we didn't qualify, it kind of took them like, oh, we need to, like, get our act together. And they kind of figured out what to do. You know, they got rid of the old guys and brought up a whole bunch of young talent from, like, across Europe on the mm-hmm. big clubs.
So is that going to happen again, right?
No, never again.
Tyler?
I kind of felt the same way. I was kind of surprised that they didn't make it through, but I guess that's what it was. The teams that did make it through did perform very well. France won the World Cup. That was my prediction throughout
was
the whole entire time. So, yeah, I was pretty upset, but to see France win the World Cup kind of made me happy.
Ezra, same reaction?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't really watch soccer that much, but yeah, I've heard the big news and I watch snippets here and there. So yeah, I was kind of like.
So what's next on the schedule for you guys?
Tonight we play Howardsville Christian, who is in our district and probably the favorite for our district. So it'll be a good measuring stick to see how we perform tonight. And then yeah, next Monday we open at New Buffalo for district play. And we hope to continue playing after that.
Let's hope so. All right. Congratulations on the season so far, and thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Good luck the rest of the season, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up from Bridgman High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Lower prices under your car.
We promise.
Your estimate is always free. Show you the work you need.
We promise.
A better feeling on the road when you trust your family's safety to Pro Muffler and Brake Shop. Lower prices under your car. We promise.
As teachers, we know that achieving success in literacy is critical for our students, but many are falling behind.
There is an urgency to rally around new, effective approaches to literacy. Each of the practices in the Literacy Essentials are proven to work. Michigan teachers can enroll in free online courses today to improve literacy among all of our students.
Literacy Essentials. Every child, every classroom, every day.
Learn more today at literacyessentials.org.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% on appliance special buys. Stop wondering when the best time to buy is, because it's now. Get a GE Appliances side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator, now just $998. You save over $500 on a fridge with adjustable door bins for gallon jugs. Big storage, bigger savings. Now is the time to save up to 35% with appliance special buys at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 17th, U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
It's Jason Smith with Mike Harmon.
I am really nervous about Ben Roethlisberger. When you get older and you lose it, it doesn't go gradually. You don't suddenly go, oh, he's getting older, he's slowing down a little bit. When you're a quarterback and you lose, it goes, it's gone. You don't have the arm, you don't have the quick trigger. That's the first thing that goes. It could be it. I mean, it could be it for him now.
It's Jason Smith with Mike Harmon.
Weeknights at 10 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. And that's going to wrap things up for the WSJM Sports Road Trip. Our thanks to Ken Schmaltz, the athletic director here at Bridgman High School. I also want to thank Emily Nanfeld from swimming and some of the young ladies, and Spencer Carr and the cross-country runners for joining us. Aaron Locke, along with Jared Russell from football, and Nick Foxworthy and some of the guys from the soccer team as well. The road trip is brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools, creating a culture of learning and respect. By Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. Set up an appointment today to get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your family safe. By Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, providing Southwest Michigan with the finest furniture and home decor since 1952. By Waterbury Public Schools, working together to keep us together. And by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, where estimates are always free. They're on M139 in Benton Harbor. Lower prices under your car. Thanks to Lewis here on the location, Scott and Michael back in the studios. We'll do it again next week. The road trip stops at Benton Harbor High School on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.